Torrential rains expected to continue in northern Australia, with two cyclones making landfall this weekend. For the latest, I spoke to reporter Christy O'Brien. She's in the Gulf of Carpentaria community of MacArthur River.
Tropical cyclone Trevor is barreling towards us. It is expected to make landfall on the Northern Territory coast today, and it will pack a punch. We are expecting it will be that Category 4 strength, which means winds in excess of 280 kilometres an hour. Localised flooding also a real threat, not just here, but thousands of kilometres inland, as far as Tennant Creek even. Also a severe tidal surge. It's high tide just to top things off. So some really big risks heading our way.
Are we hearing reports of any damage at the moment?
It's very hard to ascertain what damage may have occurred, and this will be the problem for the next 48 hours, for the next few days. We're talking about an extremely remote part of the world. On Groot Island, communications have already been lost. That happened yesterday. In Borroloola, power's been cut. I imagine that will also affect communications. We will probably be some of the first in to see what has happened to these coastal communities particularly. So as for how much damage there will be, unfortunately, the residents that will be watching and listening to coverage and to those authorities delivering that information, they're going to have to wait to some time to find out what's happened to their homes.
And keeping in mind we're talking about two cyclones here, when are we expecting conditions to improve?
Look, it's going to be some time before this is all over. Obviously, you've got that other massive cyclone in WA threatening the communities on the coast there. Here, it's the same picture. We have this system. It is thousands of kilometres wide. The eye itself was 30 kilometres wide, and that's only intensifying. So it's going to travel for many, many kilometres and still maintain its strength. And that's a concern where we are here. We're 100 k's from the coast. But if it continues that tropical cyclone 4 strength, then that may even mean we have to start evacuating by road. So it is a really fluid situation. It is a really dangerous situation.
Christy O'Brien reporting there.